psychological study done by Harvard concluded that one of the best measures for happiness, at least by any metric that we can measure psychologically, cannot be found with how many possessions someone has, how much power they have over their own life, or how much pleasure they experience on a daily basis. They concluded one of the best measures for how happy someone is how grateful they are. How grateful they are for however many of these things that they have. Gratitude is synonymous with happiness. We take that and we look at today's gospel, the one who returns to give thanks to God. We take a look at Sunday as a day to give thanks, the Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. We say thanks be to God throughout the Mass when we receive the Word of God, when we receive the Eucharist at the very end. Thanks be to God. It's almost like God is concerned with our happiness, that he set things up so that we would learn to give thanks, and in learning to give thanks, learn to be happy. Giving thanks really changes us. It changes the way we think. And this is actually included in the very word thank. You think about it, thank is really the same word as think. It's kind of an English turn of phrase. Think, thank, thunk. Right? It's all one word, like drink, drank, drunk. It has to do with the way we see the world, the way we think about everything. Do we think of it as a product of ourselves and our own ability to change things and make ourselves happy? Or do we see it all as a gift? And so I wanted to key in on this Thanksgiving and how it really changes the way we think, at least in these three ways. Being thankful can change the way we think about everything else. And I think the first and foremost way Thanksgiving changes the way we think is that it's able to convince us, ourselves, that we are not alone. Whenever we're thankful, we acknowledge that there's someone else in our life to be thankful for, to be thankful to. Whenever we say thankful, thank you, we admit that there's someone out there that cares for us, even if it's just a waiter at a restaurant. We're a part of a bigger society, a bigger world. I just got back from a pilgrimage with many people giving thanks for our new deacon from our parish, Matthew Schimmler. He was ordained in Rome. And really one of the first words that I made sure everyone knew was the word grazie, the word for thank you. Because even more than hello and goodbye, I think we used this word to say thank you to all the people along the way. And we made that connection with these people. Even if we couldn't say so many other things, we said enough when we said thank you. We were connected. We were not alone. So that's the first way. Saying thank you really changes the way we think and see the world. We are not alone. We have others that care for us. The second way I see being thankful changes the way we think is it causes humility. It causes us to be humble, to admit that, you know what, I can't do everything on my own, and that's not a bad thing. We say thank you anytime someone does something for us that maybe we could not do ourselves, or maybe that we're not doing for ourselves at this moment, someone else is doing them for us. We are humbled. And that humility is not a bad thing, because again, we are not all powerful. And to think otherwise is a serious psychological illness, to think that I have to do everything on my own. No, we are not alone. We belong to this community, and that humility is a good thing. And it actually causes us as well to look at others and to see that they cannot do things on their own. And it allows us to turn in charity. And then finally, this leads us to kind of the last way in which Thanksgiving can change the way we see the world. And I call this that Thanksgiving causes wonder. What do I mean by that? I'll turn to G.K. Chesterton. He's sort of an author of Thanksgiving, a Christian author. He said this about giving thanks. He maintains that thanksgiving is the highest form of thought, that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. The aim of life is thanksgiving. There is no sense in not giving thanks for things. There is no sense in having more of things if you have less appreciation for them. Thanksgiving allows us to see everything as a gift. And it opens us up then to wonder at the awe of someone who cares for us, of not being alone, of being humbled, yes, feeling small, but seeing the greatness that someone wants to bestow on us anyway. It opens us up to the wonder of God and his humble care for us, that he would give us everything despite our humility. This wonder is what the Samaritan brings him to fall at the knees of Jesus and give thanks. Everything is a gift now. This gift that he has received of healing, it's changed his whole life. He no longer has to stand at a distance. He no longer has to be alone because he's a leper. He can now enter into the world. He can see the world differently because of what Jesus has given him. And so it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give God thanks. We say that every time in the middle of Mass, the very midpoint of Mass, when we turn and give thanks for the Eucharist. It is our duty and our salvation. It is our happiness to give thanks always and everywhere for everything that we are, everything that we have. And so there's another quote from G.K. Chesterton that I thought of to inspire us to give thanks more often, because by giving thanks, we achieve our happiness. The quote goes like this. He says that you give thanks, you say grace before you eat meals. All right. But I say grace before every concert, before every opera, before every play and pantomime. I say grace before I open a book. I say grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing. I say grace before I dip my pen into ink. We say that meal prayer so often. Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. We say it so often, we might not even realize what it means anymore. But maybe to say that prayer more often, not just when we consume food, but when we consume the good things that the Lord has to give to us. Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts. Everything is a gift when we see it through the eyes of thanksgiving. And so, brothers and sisters, let us give thanks today.